Estevan. The Estevan Sharks Water Polo Club hosted their home tournament on October 23 at the Estevan Leisure Center. The weather conditions impacted the turnout slightly for the tournament, but the athletes who came had a great time. The morning started at 9 a.m. with the Atom Girls competing. The Estevan Sharks played against the Regina Armada Orange, as well as a combined Weyburn Hurricanes and Saskatoon Pirates entry. With only three teams, the round robin consisted of teams playing each other twice, and then the top two teams competed for first and second place. Estevan placed third, but had well-played games, swimming hard each time they were in the pool. Jenica Linthicum scored 7 goals, Marlo Molstad threw in 6 goals, Blair Wilson had 3 goals and Jillian Rosengren scored once. Meredith Knoll, Rima Dubchak, Sofia Dotsenko and Victoria Maidinska rounded out the team, which won one game at the tournament. Midday brought the largest group to the pool, the Minis division, which is for athletes under 10 years of age. The Estevan Sharks had 3 of the 6 teams entered in the age group, and each team played 5 games. It was a long and well-played tournament for the kids. The host Sharks had white, blue and purple teams. Sharks purple athlete Jackson Ward scored 16 goals, Elijah Van Stone had 5 goals, Grace Trepanier in her first tournament notched 4, and Ayla Smelt and Matvi Maidinsky each scored once. Rosalie Horrocks and Simon Hall swam hard to assist their team to their 4 wins. Sharks blue had some hard-fought games and came out with 1 win. Jackson Reinhardt scored 14 of the team's goals, Owen Jones scored 8, Brynna Sherling tossed the ball in for 2 goals, and Lane Pettersson chipped in the last of this team's goals. Nikolai Mitchell, Axel Senholt and Jackson Prefontaine rounded out the team for this tournament. For the Sharks white, Eli Sklear and Raymond Johnson both scored 4 of the team's goals and Willow Van Sickle scored their final goal in their games. Sawyer Klotz, Gavin Tinant, Leighton Pettersson and Milana Dotsenko played hard in every game but the Sharks white missed out on a win. To wrap up the day, the Atom boys played. There were only 3 teams at this tournament with the Estevan Sharks playing the Weyburn Hurricanes and Regina Armada Orange. The boys played fast-paced, nail-biting games against the other teams. They faced the Weyburn Hurricanes in the semifinals and then the Regina Armada Orange in the final in a back-and-forth game that Regina won 10-8. During the 6 games, Carter Yunick scored 22 goals, Hudson Enns tossed in 17, Carter Smelt had 7, Dalton Maley threw for 5, Samuel Boal scored 3 and Sawyer Bomberic had 1. Langston Sherling, Sebastian Martins and Cade Herperger also swam and worked hard to help their team with their 3 wins and a tie in the round robin. The Sharks U15 and Open players competed in their first tournament of the year at the Lawson Aquatic Center in Regina on October 15 and 16. The U15s played with and against other athletes from Weyburn, Regina and Saskatoon on October 15. The U15 girls were coached by Neil Linthicum and joined by 2 Weyburn players to round out their team. They played 4 hard and fast-paced games, coming out with 1 win. Malin Bomberic emerged with 8 goals, Ryan Hoving had 7, Marlo Molstad scored twice in her first U15 tournament, and Jenica Linthicum came out with 1. Weyburn players Maria Zyka and Sawyer Tollefson were vital players but did not score. Keegan Menikindeline and Malcolm Sherling joined the Regina Armada White team. They played 4 times but missed out on a win at this tournament. Menikindeline came out with 4 goals, while Sherling tried hard in his first Bantam tournament and was rewarded with 1 goal. The following day, Bomberic jumped back in the pool to swim for the Regina Armada Black in the Open Division, which is for individuals older than 15, and she scored 1 more time in this division during her 2 games. Meany Kindeline swam with the Open boys for 3 games and his team had tied 2 of those games. The Estevan Sharks are very proud of all our players that attended the first Community League tournament of the season, the club said in a news release. Congratulations on all that you accomplished this past weekend and wishing you all the best in the pool during this season.